Okay, good afternoon, everyone. We'll get started. Adam, that's a very good round in testing conditions today. I think that puts you on one over for the championship. And the last time I checked the leaderboard, anyway, three off the lead. How do you feel about your round today?
It was a good round of golf today. I hit a lot of really good shots. It was really solid stuff. Made a couple putts, made a couple mistakes, but I think overall, one under par out there today is a really solid round of golf. So it puts me in good position for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's great. Well done. We'll open the floor to questions, please. Jim, number three at the back.
Adam, are you starting to get any feelings of building on last year? You know, what happened last year? Is it starting to become a good feeling for you again?
Yeah, it's a good feeling to sit here in this position, absolutely. It's completely different. I think I go out there tomorrow not carrying the weight of a lead or not having won a major, so it's a different feeling. Hopefully I can play enough quality shots to give myself enough chances, you know, to be in the hunt right at the end, but it's a long way off. The course, it can turn around on you in a heartbeat out there if you're not careful, so I'll be treading cautiously tomorrow.
Number one at the front here on the left.
Adam, two things. One, are you done flashing back to last year's Open Championship? And two, it says par 71, but what is it really playing in your mind?
Yeah, I think, honestly, I haven't flashed back since Akron last year. I haven't thought about the entirety of it all at all. I thought it's best not to, just take the couple bits that I wanted to and leave it as an experience. And the way I remember it is only as a great week. So I'm done with that. But the par out here is probably 75, I think. To be fair, I mean, that's like average. These are the best players in the world who I say are better than average. So I think 75 is about par.
Microphone number three right at the back, please, in the corner.
Adam, if you could describe the challenge of today as opposed to the first couple of days, and also, is this a different kind of satisfaction for you, the way you're playing right now, considering what you've achieved in the past year?
Well, the course, I think, played the best today. Honestly, I think it's right where you want the Open Championship to be on a Saturday. The greens were consistent, they were fast and true. The pin spots were all very fair. You just had a really demanding golf course that required a lot of thought, a lot of good shots, and strategy. And I don't think you can ask for any more than that. What was the other part of your question? Sorry. Satisfaction, yeah. Well, I'm satisfied with how I'm playing this week. The last few events, I haven't really played that crash hot, so it's nice to put myself back in this position. I worked hard over the last couple of weeks since AT&T, so I'm happy that I'm sitting here and I'm going to have a chance to play a good round tomorrow.
Okay, microphone number four on the right. Mike?
Adam, would it be a reasonable description to say you've maybe gone under the radar a little bit to reach the point where you are at the end of the third round?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just kind of plodded along at even par for most of the week, and the lead was 6 under early, so I was well off the radar. But the course is playing tougher every day, so I've somehow crept back into it.
Graham, microphone number one on the left, please.
Adam, obviously having won your first major this year, do you look at it now from a very different position? And is it nice to have that thought behind you all the time, that it's no longer on your back?
Yeah, I think so. And especially probably in this situation where I am right now, it's when you look at it. I feel like I've got, well, nothing really to lose tomorrow and majors to gain. So that's certainly a nice feeling, whereas before, in some ways, it was getting to the point where you were hoping it was going to happen tomorrow. It is absolutely a weight off your shoulders to have the first one. I can't tell you anything other than that.
Okay, microphone number three at the back left here.
Adam, two questions. Number one, Phil said earlier that other than number nine, he didn't feel that there was really another birdie hole out there, and you better make some 20-footers in order to make birdies. What is a score you think you have to shoot, if the guys come in at 2-under or 1-under, to get in the hunt tomorrow? And then number two, is Mom cooking for you every night now or not?
Look, to create opportunities, you have to hit great shots. It's hard to get the perfect number in this wind and judge the bounce out or roll out or what, the trundle or whatever you like to call it up to the pin. That's a bit of luck involved in that as well as a good shot. So I don't know that there's one birdie hole. You can mess nine up pretty quickly. And no, Mum's got the week off cooking.
Microphone number four on the left at the front, please.
Scotty, why is number 16, I think it's playing 180-something. There's been one birdie there today and 24 bogeys and I think seven others.
Yeah.
What's the challenge of that hole right now?
Well, it's playing, 187 or 190 maybe, something like that. And I hit a great 4-iron that came up 10 yards short. It's playing long and it's so straight into the wind that if you put any side spin on the ball, it's magnified 10 times. So, you know, I feel like a 1-yard draw is a 10-yard hook. So it's going to punish a shot that's not executed perfectly. And that pin spot is probably the toughest on the course today. It's just sitting perched right on top of a little rise there. And, you know, it would be very hard to chip it close on that one. It's no doubt one of the toughest holes out there today.
And then secondly, what do you think that you've been with Steve now for obviously a few years, but what in a day like this or in a week like this, he's been out here for a long time, he's been on a lot of bags, how much do you rely on him to, I don't know, maybe even as a bit of sort of reassurance of par's a good score, you know, there's no need to worry about not having made bogeys, birdies, I should say. Mm-hmm. How much of that does he bring to you?
Yeah, well, that's his forte. You know, his experience is there in these events where par is a good score, and his success is there in it as well. And he prides himself on, you know, keeping his man at par or better, no matter how hard the course is. And we play it in a way according to that, I think. So we're right around the mark. But, you know, at times when you want to push, he's there to pull the reins in if need be. And he knows that it's 72 holes and it can't be one on the six on Friday. So, you know, he's got the big picture in mind when it comes to the 72-hole outcome. Fairy tale, I think, if that were to happen. But, you know, that they do occasionally happen. So, you know, I'm not counting myself out of it at all.
Number three, right at the back, please.
I'm curious what you take the most positive thing out of this round and how you develop that into carrying it into tomorrow.
Just the amount of quality shots I hit in the winds, starting it on the right lines all the time. The swing was really feeling nice today. It was all under control. You know, and it's tough to just count on that for tomorrow. I'm just going to have to be really, really hard on myself tomorrow. Hopefully I do come out swinging like that. I know I'm going to hit plenty of good ones, but if I do get out of position a little more tomorrow, I'm going to have to scramble hard. But I think the game is there where I can do that, and I've made a fair share of putts of 10 feet and in this week. So, you know, I feel like I can put myself in with good shape, but I'm going to have to play a great round tomorrow.
Okay, last two questions. We'll take number four and then number one, please.
Yeah, you mentioned before you'd probably be able to creep along a little bit and maybe sneak under the radar. It's probably similar with the Masters. Do you feel like that suits you more than maybe being in the spotlight throughout the week, like last year, I guess?
No, not necessarily. It's just the way it is. You know, tomorrow the spotlight's going to be on two guys, it looks like, at the moment, and that's great, but as soon as you do anything out there, you're in the spotlight too. There aren't that many holes to go, so, you know, I've always liked myself as a front runner, and my record's pretty good front running. If you look at overall tournaments, it's just the first time I led a major, I lost it, But, you know, I'd like to change that the next time I get the chance to lead a major.
Naborn, please.
Adam, I believe you said you got here last Tuesday and played something like 9 rounds before the tournament proper. Is that a little bit earlier for you than normal in your preparation? And at what point did you start to understand and maybe appreciate this golf course and play it the way you are right now?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've seen it change almost every day I've been here, including the 3 rounds I've played in the tournament. It is a little bit earlier than I got to Lytham, but I delayed that because the weather was so bad last year, if you remember. But I think you've just got to have a good understanding of it. And look, for me, it means playing it and hitting enough shots and different kinds of shots in different winds. Maybe I don't visualize it as well as some other people can if off just 1 or 2 practice rounds. But, I mean, I thoroughly enjoy coming to a major venue the week before when no one's here and I get to play a beautiful golf course by myself pretty much. It's an enjoyable week for me. And it's quite productive as well. So as far as appreciating it, you know, it doesn't take long once you play Muirfield in any conditions to appreciate the genius of the golf course. I think it's the best one on the open rota. Maybe it was before the Open in 2010. Yeah.
Well, listen, Adam, thank you very much. Okay. Well played, and best of luck tomorrow.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Thanks.